Good morning. A brisk and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting off in the lower to mid-20s. Skies have become partly cloudy, with the circulation from the storm that brought the rain and snow slowly departing over the Maritimes. We'll continue with a northwest wind flow, and with a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures will only manage to get into the middle and upper 30s, falling about 15 degrees below average. At the same time, that northwest wind flow will produce wind chill values in the teens during the morning and only in the 20s through the afternoon. High pressure building in will keep it generally clear tonight, another cold night with lows in the lower to mid-20s. This will set us up for a sunny and dry day on Saturday. High pressure will remain locked in and highs will reach to about 50. A weak disturbance will slide through during the night on Saturday night with mostly cloudy skies and just the outside chance of a sprinkle by sunrise on Sunday. Otherwise, Easter will be dry and partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-50s. At this point, we'll see a storm system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere park itself over the Canadian Maritimes. Another slow-moving system will set up over the northern plains. Right now, it looks like a good chunk of next week we should be in between these two systems with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, although if either one of the circulations come a bit closer, we could be in for a few showers. But right now, we'll stick with dry weather and highs in the mid-50s on Monday, pushing into the upper 50s on Tuesday and right around 60 degrees on Wednesday. The system from the west looks like it'll make a run at us by Thursday with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, record cold high temperatures are possible for parts of the eastern third of the country. Freeze warnings and watches and hard freeze warnings have been issued across the mid-Mississippi Valley, the Tennessee and lower Ohio valleys, and southeast and mid-Atlantic. Temperatures near freezing during the beginning of April could cause damage to early season crops and plants. Gusty winds along the east coast will make it feel even colder at times. Across the west, much warmer and tranquil weather is expected through tomorrow. High temperatures are forecast to run well above average, and virtually no precipitation is expected. However, the combination of warm weather, low relative humidity, and gusty winds will create conditions ripe for wildfires to possibly spread uncontrollably across the northern plains and southern high plains. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a critical risk of fire weather that extends from northern Montana to far northwest Minnesota. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility with patchy fog and 2 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 19 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 10, 55% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Anaheim and Santa Ana, both in California, to a low of 14 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, lower 40s. Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 34, that's 8 degrees below normal. 49 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 2/10 of an inch of snow, that's also the total for the month, and that's 1/10 of an inch above normal. 54.3 inches of snow now for the season, which is still 3.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high 77 set in 2010, and the record low 17 in 1956 and in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 7:23 p.m., 12 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 40. Becoming clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cold, around 50. Partly sunny on Easter Sunday, lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s on Monday. Partly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 50s to around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 60s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.